The Placing You First podcast begins in less than 20 seconds.
Visit crcgroup.com to subscribe, download our award-winning tools and intel articles that help you stay aware of emerging issues and trends, or get a snapshot of the insurance marketplace with our industry-leading Ready Indexes. You'll find it all on crcgroup.com under Tools and Intel.
Americans learned just how vital the trucking industry is to daily life during the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Truck drivers from all across the country witnessed an outpouring of public recognition and gratitude as the nation coped with shipping delays and supply shortages. As the economy works to recover, trucking will continue to play an essential role, making it more important than ever that trucking companies protect business operations. Often overlooked, occupational accident insurance should be a key component of any trucking company's risk management program. Today we check in with Alec Turco. He's a managing underwriter and office president with Five Star Specialty Programs, a division of CRC Group. Alec and his team specialize in providing trucking insurance solutions in the for-hire trucking, leased owner-operator, and public auto spaces. He's going to get us up to date with occupational accident coverage next. Welcome to the Placing You First podcast from CRC Group. I'm your host, Dan Wentz, and this podcast features news and insights from CRC Group's vast knowledge base of 4,300 plus associates who write in excess of $23.5 billion of premium annually. And we're giving you insider access to what's happening in our company and the types of insurance we place.
This is the Placing You First podcast.
I've got to admit, I don't know much about this, Alex. So my first question is going to be, what is occupational accident coverage and why do we need it?
No, absolutely. First, Dan, thank you for having me on today. I always like to start off by saying what trucker's occupational accident is not. It's not workers' compensation insurance. Workers' compensation offers statutory benefits and also includes employer's liability coverage, whereas occupational accident coverage provides a variety of benefits, but with defined limits in place for each coverage within a typical policy. Trucker's occupational accident is designed for our owner-operators and independent contractors who are not employees of the trucking company, but rather are leased into a motor carrier, which is the trucking company, for the sole purpose of transporting loads for that carrier. Typically, a written lease agreement should be in place between the motor carrier and the owner-operator and independent contractor. Occupational accident coverage will provide benefits for accidental death, dismemberment, accidental medical, and disability benefits. We have options in place for writing individual life policies here at Five Star, and also have several carriers available for writing any larger risks, starting with 10 or more lives on a separate group policy. In addition to the occupational accident coverage for a group policy, we can offer other additional coverages such as contingent liability for a group policy that we have in place, or even true work comp coverage to cover any of the clerical employees, mechanics, or company drivers that any of these trucking companies may have alongside these owner operators. And since I mentioned it, I'll kind of give a definition of what contingent liability coverage is. It's basically a coverage that will protect the motor carrier should an owner-operator or contract driver initiate an action claiming to be an employee rather than an independent contractor while demanding workers' compensation benefits.
It's the thing about insurance that always interests me is all these things you don't think about that could happen, like that right there. I mean, I would have never in a million years thought that that could be a problem for an owner-operator, right? But it's there. Someone's creating insurance for it. So obviously, you know, we've had issues in the past with it. So basically, this is just going to cover, going back to occupational accident coverage, independent owner operators, right, who are working under a trucking company's authority because they're basically not employees of the trucking company. So they're not, they don't get a piece of the normal benefits from them. That's great. So why is this so important? Like, what is, I guess there's probably a lot of truck drivers out there that need this, right? That are operating independently.
Absolutely. So truckers occupational accident coverage is, in my opinion, extremely important for not only the owner operator or independent contractor to carry, but also for the motor carrier they are leased onto to require them to have in place. When you start looking at some of the statistics out there, the U.S. Bureau of Labor reports that truck drivers have a fatal workplace injury that's more than 7 times higher than average. And in addition to that, you look at truck drivers' rate of non-fatal injury and illnesses involve days away from work, just about 3 times the rate of all other private industry occupations. And then compounding this is the fact that when you look at the average age of any truck driver, it's generally approaching 50 years of age or older. And when you kind of mix all those factors together, it creates really an unavoidable situation where injuries will occur to many truck drivers in some way, shape, or form. And when a company driver is injured while performing their duties at work, they can simply file for workers' compensation insurance, receive benefits associated with that coverage to help pay for medical bills, pay for tests, surgeries, physical therapy, and then there's some disability benefits, of course, they could receive alongside that. An owner-operator or independent contractor are not employees of the company. It would not be covered under the typical work comp policy that any of these motor carriers have in place. So that really leaves that injured independent contractor very vulnerable. They have basically no money to pay for their medical bills in that case that may be coming in, to be coming in to pay for any of their really day-to-day bills in their lives if they're not able to drive. And what usually happens in these cases is the motor carrier is going to be sued by that driver. You know, that driver sitting at home on the couch, flipping through the TV, injured, and 1-800 sue me comes up or whatever. One of these lawyers that are out there in Florida, it's Morgan & Morgan. And they're going to drag everybody into a lawsuit. Not only the trucking company is going to be sued, but you look at the client of the trucking company, the shippers. They're going to be dragged in. Everybody's going to be dragged into a lawsuit. And if that driver simply had occupational accident coverage in place, they would be receiving some benefits to assist them during that difficult time. There would be some assistance with medical bills, payments for various injuries that may be sustained, such as, you know, if they have, a dismemberment of some sort, there's instant benefits for that. There's limited disability benefits available to the driver to kind of help them through their difficult time they may be going through. And God forbid that a death should occur, there are also benefits available to the beneficiary that they have listed on the application and on the policy to kind of help with that unfortunate thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And people, you were talking about lawsuits, people who don't think that trucking companies, truckers are getting sued right now are very wrong. I mean, it is a hot, hot litigation area. And on this podcast, we've covered it to no end about how many lawsuits there are. It's pretty easy. I mean, even when truckers are not necessarily at fault, per se, like you or I judging it, a jury can find against them. Just because they're the big mean trucker on the road, and the little car is the one that made the mistake, but hey, you're at fault just because a jury found it that way. So this is very important. And I probably shouldn't ask this question,
absolutely,
because I don't know the answer to it. But is there a legal defense included in this? That kind of stuff? No,
not for occupational accident. That's where the contingent liability policy comes into play, as I mentioned earlier, really is a legal defense that is there to really protect the motor carrier in the event that owner-operator that's injured decides to try to claim they were an employee to gain work comp benefits.
Right. Okay.
But within the true occupational accident policy, there is a not.
Okay, perfect. To create a winning submission when it comes to this type of coverage, occupational accident.
Well, absolutely. The kind of the perfect submission will include some specific items, depending on the size of the risk. We have a master policy in place where we write a lot of individual life risks. I'm an owner operator. I reach out to my retail agent and say I want to purchase occupational accident coverage. I could purchase a policy in my name. So there's simply a two-page application that's completed. Part of our master policy, we have four different plans available. We provide the underwriting guidelines with some of the information, basic information to our retail agents, so they can kind of pre-qualify some of these opportunities. They would complete a simple application, return it to our underwriting office. We would review it for acceptability and price it, and then get back with the retail agent. So it's a very simple process. When we look at what we consider a fleet of, like, say, 10 or more lives, obviously there's a few additional items that we would require. There's a separate fleet application that's available on our website at 5starsp.com. We would need a current driver's list of all the owner-operators, independent contractors, which would include their date of birth, the state that they're domiciled in, the years of CDL experience, and including the date that they were leased onto the motor carrier. We would want to see a sample copy of the lease agreement that the motor carrier is using with these owner-operators. We would like, obviously, 3 years or 4 years worth of loss runs, details to any claims over $25,000 or more. We do have cases where we have motor carriers that have been in business 10 years, but they've really never had a group OCAC policy in place. So we would just need some information that, hey, this is the first time we're actually purchasing this coverage. And we do see a lot of that happening. You know, you have motor carriers who have been in business 5-6 years, and they finally come to the realization of how important it is to carry this product and require their owner-operators to carry this product. So we see a lot of what we would consider new ventures for this particular coverage from seasoned trucking companies. So we would just need some information that this is our first time purchasing the coverage, and we would rate based on some of the trucking company characteristics. And if they did have coverage in place, we would like to see a copy of their benefit schedule, pricing information, so that we could provide even more enhanced coverages than what they may currently have available to them.
Yeah, and that would be one of the main benefits of working with a five-star producer or a CRC producer. I mean, first of all, I should say, if you want this type of coverage, you're the guy to go to, right? Alec, they're at 5-star, so you're the guy. But you can work with any CRC producer. You can work with 5-star, obviously, has a lot of different arms, different areas that they cover. Great program. But what is working with any of these producers, anybody who's under that CRC group of umbrella, the 5-star umbrella, what kind of benefit do you add to that?
Well, first, we have the experience in this business. We have the knowledge of the industry and all the coverages that are associated with it. We have relationships with a variety of insurance carriers that would really meet the needs of any of the trucking occupational accident opportunities that any retail agency may have. In addition to that, since we're playing and we're writing coverage in this owner-operator space, we do offer other coverages kind of that really cater to the owner-operators, which is like non-truck liability coverage, physical damage for these owner-operators. So when you look at the coverages we have available, the products we have available, the markets that we have access to, many of our long-term retail agencies use us as a one-stop shop when it comes to their owner-operator product and their opportunities. They know that if they send that submission to us, we're going to cover all bases. We're going to give them an excellent quote with our strong carriers. And in addition to that, we could also quote some of the other products such as non-truck liability to kind of round out the option and that proposal for their owner-operator.
Yeah, and that's great. And I should mention here, too, that you guys have a very informative website, 5starsp.com, that you can go to get all that. And if you can't remember that or you're driving in the car, don't want to write it down, of course, you can go to crcgroup.com and search through there to find 5-star. It's pretty easy to find them off that website, too. But that's great. So did we miss anything today, Alec? Anything you want to mention about it? This type of coverage or anything at all?
Yeah, one thing I did miss, I mean, we're focusing on truckers' occupational accident coverage. I did want to point out that we do have carriers that are extremely interested in writing other occupational accident for other business classes, such as couriers, public auto, gig economy. So there are other areas that we can write occupational accident coverage and even tailor policies to other than just trucking.
Yeah, and that's good information. So, you know, it's not just truck drivers, right? I mean, it could be anything.
Absolutely.
So, okay, well for absolutely. That, if you're listening to this, you go, hey, maybe that's for me. I mean, just give Alec a call and he can give you the answers, right? As always.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate you doing this, Alec. I know you're a very busy man, but thank you very much for taking the time to do this today. And hey, hopefully we talk to you again soon here on the podcast.
I hope so. Thank you for having me.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level?
Join Team CRC to gain access to best-in-class tools, data, exclusive programs, and more. Send your resume to resumes@crcgroup.com and read testimonials from our recent hires on LinkedIn. Search for CRC.